And we're going to go now to a native son of Brownsville. That's Federico Pena, who is the Secretary of Transportation under President Bill Clinton, also the former mayor of Denver, and he is a co-chair of the Barack Obama National Campaign. Mr. Pena, thanks for being with us.
Hello, Melissa. It was interesting listening to the discussion about Stell Middle School. It's just a few blocks from my home in Brownsville, so I can relate.
Fond memories of Stell Middle School?
Well, I didn't attend there, but I know exactly where it is. I used to run around their outdoor track.
Let me ask you about what we were hearing there, that Barack Obama was hoping to make dents in that firewall among Hispanic voters. Do you think he succeeded? I mean, this is the community where Hillary Clinton says she would do very well, has long-standing ties with the Hispanic community in Texas, going back to 1972.
Well, that's right. I think we're going to do fine in places like Brownsville, Harlingen, McAllen, Laredo, where I was actually born, but I was raised in Brownsville. And the reason for that is, as was stated earlier, a lot of young Latinos are very supportive of Barack. But we also have made some inroads into some of the older Latinos, and that's because their kids are influencing them. There's a story about the Lucio family. The father, a friend of mine, is a state senator who's supporting Hillary, but his son, who is a state representative, is supporting Barack. And that's what's happening to many Latino families down in Brownsville and throughout South Texas.
So you think it does break down along that generational line, by and large?
That is one of the ways that it breaks down. But the other thing that's happened is that Barack has finally had an opportunity to campaign in a large state like Texas, which he did not have in California. And we find that when he has the time to present himself to people, whether it's Hispanics or, frankly, African Americans, where Hillary had the large advantage of 10 months ago, people begin to hear his message, his life story, his positions on health care, et cetera, and begin to swing his way. So I think we're going to do fine.
If you look at the map of where the candidates have been in Texas, it did look like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton together covered a whole lot more ground, though, in your state than in your native state than Barack Obama did. Do you think he rode off the state maybe too early?
Oh, no, not at all. The fact is, when you have a former president campaigning together with Senator Clinton, that's a terrific advantage. But we had many surrogates down in Texas. I was, for example, spent 3 days in Texas. I was in Laredo, San Antonio, and El Paso. We had four congresspeople, Hispanic congresspeople from other states who went down there. Congressman Gonzalez from San Antonio was a surrogate. So we had a lot of and young state legislators who were Hispanic all campaigning throughout the state. So perhaps they don't get the visibility that Bill Clinton gets, but they had an impact. So we're hopeful to do well with the Hispanic community, and I think if we do 35% or better, I think we should do very well tonight.
You were a member of the Clinton administration. Did you get some pressure from the Clintons to back Hillary Clinton in this race?
Well, there certainly was interest on the part of the Clinton campaign for me to endorse, as there were interest on the part of other candidates, for example, Bill Richardson and others whom I've known for many, many years. But at the end of the day, I made my own independent decision, and I believe that Barack Obama had the superior skill set to reunite our country, which I think must be done, and secondly, the ability to work across party lines to actually get work done in Washington, whether it's health care or immigration reform, all the other important pieces of legislation which have gone unattended for the last 7 years. And frankly, his vision of the world, his personal life experience in other countries, gives him a very unique perspective in terms of foreign affairs, which I don't think any other presidential candidate in my generation has ever had. So those are the three reasons I've supported him, and I feel very good about how he's done thus far.
Okay, Federico Pena, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
Federico Pena, the former mayor of Denver and the former transportation secretary under Bill Clinton.